Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kathy Donathan. She is the health educator for the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And you know what? Summertime's here. We've got road trips. We've got trips to the lake, those kinds of things. So it was very important to get them in and talk about two things that are, you know, top of mind or should be when it comes to our kids, and that's car and water safety. Kathy, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. And this is important information that we need to get out there, and we're going to start by talking with car safety. You know, we always talk about buckle up and, you know, getting kids in the right car seats and those kinds of things. But really, one of the more important things, especially this time of year, is that the temperature of the cars and kids in cars.
Exactly. Our children in hot cars. You can help prevent a tragedy by always looking before you lock. In 10 minutes, the temperature in a car can reach 109 degrees. That's hot enough to kill a child. Heat stroke begins when the core body temperature reaches 104. If you see a child unattended in a car, act fast to get them out and call 911. The child needs to be rapidly cooled. Remember, a child can die when their body temperature reaches 107. In 2021, 23 children died of vehicular heat stroke. That's still way too many. In 2018 and 19, we saw a record high of hot car deaths, with 53 children dying each year. That's the most in at least 20 years, according to the NoHeatStroke.org. It's important for everyone to understand that children are most vulnerable to heat stroke, and all hot car deaths are preventable. We as parents, grandparents, and caregivers and bystanders play a role in helping to make sure another death doesn't happen.
And you know, we do this all the time, and really, as you said, it just takes an extra second to check that back seat.
Exactly.
You know, to make sure that you've got your child with you. It's any age. I wouldn't, you know, suggest leaving. Maybe once they get to 10, 13, that age right there.
Maybe. Yeah.
But any age, really, I just be very careful of your kid being in your car and take them with you. It just takes a couple of minutes. Get them out of their car seat and take them wherever you're going with you. It's very simple.
That's right. Always remember the baby in the back seat.
And the statistics, you know, last year did come down a little bit, but still, as you said, 23 is still too many for something that can be preventable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And we were talking about that before we came on. These are 100% preventable.
100% preventable.
All right. So we've got car safety covered. Now, something that a lot of people in our area love to do every summer, because we've got them close and things like that, go to the lake. And it's just a matter of water safety and what to do as far as drowning prevention and those kinds of things.
Exactly. Utah Drowning Prevention Coalition has given me the facts on Utah drownings. Drowning is the number one cause of accidental death in children 1 to 4 years of age. Children with autism spectrum disorder are 160 times more likely to die from drowning compared to general pediatric population. 9 out of 10 drownings happen when a caregiver is supervising. Children who take swim lessons are 88% less likely to drown than children who do not take the lessons. There were 47 fatal drownings in Utah in 2020. That's 11 more than in 2019. And of those drownings, 31% of all drowning deaths in Utah are children, 69% adults. 56% of child drownings happen in June, July, and August, so these are the hot months. 30% happen in open water, like lakes, rivers, canals, etc. 30% happen in a pool. 21% happen in a bathtub. 20% happen in kiddie pools, buckets, hot tubs, and even toilets. So here are some tips to stay safe in the water. Never leave a child alone within the bathtub. When not in use, drain kiddie pools and buckets. Enclose pools and hot tubs with self-closing locking gates. Teach children and teens to always swim with an adult. Everyone should wear a life jacket when in open bodies of water. even our old tough fishermen. Designate a water safety adult to actively supervise people in the water. Learn CPR. And if you can't locate your child, check water access areas first. Remember, drowning is fast and silent and doesn't always look like a lot we would expect. Drowning is preventable, and we want to save lives. Be water smart and have fun in the sun.
And really, and those are some great tips. I think the most staggering thing out of both of the conversations that we just had, 9 out of 10.
Yes.
9 out of 10 drownings occur when someone is watching them.
Uh-huh. That's distracted watching.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's crazy to mm-hmm. me. And once again, these are things that are preventable, and just keep an eye on your kids. And the other part, too, get them enrolled in swim lessons.
Yes. You know, often the areas around us have reduced prices, even some free. So, you know, you can get swim lessons if you just want it.
So really call the local pools, check on their swim lessons, because it's very important. And you have that, what was it, 88% it drops if you've had swim lessons?
Exactly.
If there are people that are interested in more information, how can they get a hold of you down at the health department?
At the health department. We've moved. We're across the street from the old health department. And our number is 637-3671. And you can reach me, Debbie, any of the health education team. We have handouts and brochures on every kind of safety for our kids and adults. So please reach out to us. We're always there.
Once again, that's Kathy Donathan, health educator with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Give them a call if you've got any questions on either of these topics. Kathy, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this important information with us.
Thank you. And everyone, stay safe.
Stay safe. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.